Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I know your English will improve. And I was just thinking about what I should have for lunch today. 今天的午餐应该吃什么呢? You know, sometimes I like to go and have pasta. There are a couple of good pasta restaurants near the office. Oh, I love 铁板烧. Or maybe I should try to bring in some food from home. Some of my coworkers always bring lunch from home. Well, hey, that makes me think about today's lesson. The title of our lesson is Cooking at Home or Eating Out. Cooking at Home or Eating Out. And let's join Sandy and Paige. Okay, here's a question for you to think about. What will Paige eat for lunch? What will Paige eat for lunch? If it's delicious, maybe I can join her. Let's begin.
Cooking at home or eating out? Is it better to eat out or eat at home? Sandy and Paige are leaving the office to go to lunch.
Hey, Paige, do you want to come to lunch with me? I want pasta.
Thanks, Sandy, but I'll pass. I brought my lunch from home.
What did you bring?
Baked macaroni and cheese. Food is much healthier when you make it yourself.
I guess home-cooked meals can be healthier and more economical, but cooking just for myself is more work and more expensive.
You can cook extra and bring the leftovers for lunch.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 economical 这个形容词 ECO 这个字根有家或房子的意思 NOM 这个字根有管理的意思 所以 economical 是指经济的省钱的或者是节约的 例如 compact cars are quite economical 小型车很经济实惠 如果要说明哪一方面很节省的话是用 with 这个介系词 例如 Henry is very economical with paper Henry 用纸用得很节省 它的名词是 economy E-C-O-N-O-M-Y 意思是指经济或经济制度 例如, the new policy is aimed at boosting the country's economy. 这个新政策是为了要刺激国家的经济。继续我们看的是 leftovers 这个名词。 Leftovers 是指剩饭或剩菜。 注意它是复数型的名词, 所以字尾都有S。 例如, we asked for a doggy bag so we could take our leftovers home. 我们要了一个打包袋, 可以把剩菜带回家。 如果字尾去掉S的话, Leftover 就是形容词 例如 We still have some leftover beef stew in the fridge 我们冰箱里还有一些剩下的炖牛肉
Yes, so Rebecca, how often do you cook at home and how often do you eat out?
Let's see here. I usually eat at home several nights a week. I do enjoy cooking. Actually, I enjoy cooking a lot. I find it very relaxing and very therapeutic. I know some people think that cooking is kind of a hassle and they're tired and don't feel like cooking, but for me, it's actually a great way to relieve stress.
Well, great. Do you also bring in your leftovers for lunch at the office sometimes?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I will bring in my leftovers and eat that for lunch, and then I don't have to buy lunch.
Well, I think I'm a little bit more like Sandy from our lesson today because I prefer eating out.
Oh, you do. How often do you eat out?
I think 95% of the time I have a meal outside. Even if it's breakfast, I have some cereal at home, but like I'll go to a breakfast stand because I love the way they make bacon dumpling, right? And so I prefer to eat out for almost every meal.
Okay, so that is your preference. Mm-hmm. And my preference is definitely to eat at home. I just like being home in a nice cozy environment. When I get cold, I can put a blanket on. Whereas if you eat out, which is fun too, but mm-hmm. you don't have the same luxury of yeah. being home.
You know, I think that maybe I would be a little different if I spent some time and learned how to make some meals that actually tasted good, because then I would spend more time eating at home or cooking at home.
I have a solution for you, Gabe.
Yes?
You may take a cooking class.
Oh, sweet.
And I would be happy to be your teacher.
A free cooking class?
Well, yes. Yes, as long as you cook good food.
Yes.
Yes. Well, anyway.
You have to teach me how to cook
yes,
good food.
Yes, yeah. Okay. I can teach you how to cook food.
Nice.
Anyway, well, friends, we're talking about cooking at home or eating out. Which is better, or which do you prefer? And here we see a question. Is it better to eat out or eat at home? And we meet Sandy and Paige. They are leaving the office to go to lunch. Gabe, how does our lesson begin?
All right, I'll be Sandy.
You be Sandy, I'll be Paige.
Hey, Paige, do you want to come to lunch with me? I want pasta.
Thanks, Sandy, but I'll pass. I brought my lunch from home.
What did you bring? Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's stop there for just a moment, because there are some things we would like to talk about. You see these words on the screen? I'll pass. This is just a nice way of saying, no, thank you. I don't want to go to lunch with you.
It's a nice way of rejecting someone or refusing to do what someone asks you to do. I'll pass. Rebecca, would you like to have some coffee?
Actually, Gabe, I'll pass.
Oh.
I'm good.
I'm
good. Thank
you. I'm good. What's that all about?
Well, that's another way of rejecting someone's offer. So Gabe asked me if I wanted coffee, and I said, no, thank you, but I used the words, thank you, but I'm good.
Interesting. Friends, I think this is short for I'm good as I am. Okay, so I don't want to change anything about me right now. I don't want what you have to offer, okay? I'm good. This is a good phrase to use. People say it very commonly, okay? Another one is, what's another one? Oh, that's okay.
That's okay. Hey, Gabe, would you like some chocolate?
Rebecca, you want me to say that's okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say that's okay. I want to say, yes, of course I want some chocolate.
But, Gabe, you're supposed to say, that's okay, I'm on the diet.
Okay, Rebecca, ask me if I want some tea.
Gabe, would you like some coffee?
That's okay, Rebecca. I've already had a cup of coffee today.
There you go, friends. That's how you use the phrase, that's okay.
Okay.
And so these are some very useful phrases that you can use if someone offers you something, but you don't want what they offered you. Okay, well, Sandy responds, what did you bring? Paige says, baked macaroni and cheese. Food is much healthier when you make it yourself.
And that is the answer to the question. Paige will eat baked macaroni and cheese. And what does this look like? Well, I think it looks pretty delicious. It's kind of like a kind of noodles, right, with cheese, but it's baked. Oh, this is awesome.
And Sandy says, I guess home-cooked meals can be healthier and more economical, but cooking just for myself is more work and more expensive. Well, friends, we have more to learn, but can you give me a compliment?
Rebecca, you look great. Let's go to the info cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Carolyn. Ken, I really like that sweater.
Oh, thanks for the compliment. I like it, too.
It really complements your shirt.
Thank you. Friends, did you catch the two similar words we just used? Carolyn gave me a compliment on my sweater because it complements my shirt.
Right. These two words, compliment and complement, sound almost exactly alike. But when you spell them out, one, compliment, is spelled with an I, and the other, complement, is spelled with an E.
It's a very small difference, which makes it easy to get them mixed up. Compliment, with an I, is used to express appreciation, congratulation, or praise for something, like complimenting how someone looks.
On the other hand, complement, spelled with an E, is something that completes or goes well with something else.
For example, the toasted bread complements the soup nicely. So the bread goes well with the soup and helps to complete the dish.
Right. Now, if you have trouble remembering the difference, there is a mnemonic device to help. For complement with an I, remember, I like to give compliments. And for compliment with an E, remember that a compliment makes things complete, and there's complete in compliment.
英文里头有一些字的发音是一模一样，但拼法不同。像 compliment 跟 complement 就是一个例子。这两个字中间一个是 E， 一个是 I， 用 E 的 compliment 表示很搭很配，也就是互补的意思。比如说 ，Your tie complements your shirt， 你的领带跟你的衬衫很搭。另一个 compliment 中间是 I， 表示称赞。比如说 ，I want to compliment you on your English， 我要称赞一下你的英文。那这两个字要怎么区分呢？有一个好方法，称赞的 compliment 中间是 I 就是我，所以只要记住 I like to give compliments。还有一个方法，你可以用中文的爱当作 I 的谐音，只要记得我爱赞美就不会拼错了。另一个用 E 的 compliment， 我们看到它的字根是 complete， 如果你想表达两件事情放在一起看上去或感觉起来更完整 complete， 就知道要使用中间是 E 的 compliment。 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次明天见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, do you like to cook at home or eat out? We are with Sandy and Paige today, and they're enjoying an interesting discussion, an argument. They have different points of view about whether you should cook at home or eat out. Of course, it can be more expensive to eat out if you go to an expensive restaurant. Sometimes it's nice to just take your leftovers and eat them. Friends, what do you think? We are not quite finished yet. We have a lot more to learn about this topic, so let's continue.
Cooking at home or eating out.
I'm not really a fan of leftovers.
They still taste pretty good the next day, sometimes even better. Whatever I cook never goes to waste.
I hate wasting food. That's why I always eat out and only order an amount I can finish at one sitting.
You must be kidding. Controlling the portion size of your meal is almost impossible at a restaurant. They often give you huge amounts.
Not where I eat. I can eat everything on my plate, and I save time and money.
OK, 接下来我们看 fan 这个名词。fan 在这里是指爱好者。例如 ,Shirley is an avid baseball fan. Shirley 非常热爱棒球。课文中的 not a big fan of something 是指不是很喜欢某个事物。例如 I've never been a big fan of fashion. 我一直对流行时尚不是非常热衷。fan 也可以指粉丝。例如 If you're a comic fan, you'll love the Avengers series. 如果你是漫画迷的话，你会很喜欢复仇者联盟的系列。或者是 I'm a big fan of George Clooney. 我是乔治·克隆尼的超级粉丝。所以我们看的是 controlling the portion size 里面的 portion 这个名词 ,port 这个字根有分开或部分的意思，所以 portion 在这里是指食物的一份。例如 ,this restaurant serves generous portions of food, 这家餐厅的餐点分量都很充足。或 或者是 the doctor advised the patient to cut the portion sizes of carbs in his diet. 医生建议这位病人降低碳水化合物食物的分量。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so you remember earlier, Sandy, our page said that she could bring her leftovers for lunch the next day. And Sandy responds by saying, I'm not really a fan of leftovers.
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on a second. I thought if you're a fan of something, it's like referring to maybe a celebrity. Like, I am a fan of this actor or actress, or I really love this singer. I thought that's what a fan is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So then why?
That's exactly a way that you can use this word.
But we're not talking about celebrities in our lesson. We're talking about food.
Right, exactly. But you can also use this phrase, I am a fan of something or I'm not a fan of something, when you want to express whether or not you like something. So you could be a fan of a person. You could be a fan of a type of food or of a country or of a book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, are you a fan of leftovers? You know, in our lesson, we're talking about leftovers. Do you know Lovely?
Yes.
And my friend Lovely?
Lovely is lovely.
Lovely is lovely, and she is a big fan of leftovers. So if you really, really like something, you could even add that word big. I'm a big fan of something.
Well, I think your friend Lovely and I would get along quite nicely because I'm also a big fan of leftovers. Sometimes I think leftovers taste better than the actual day you make the food.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting, I know.
Well, what aren't you a fan of, Rebecca? Oh,
I'm not a big fan of McDonald's.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Are you not a big fan of fast food in general?
In general, I'm not a big fan of fast food. I would rather spend a little extra money and go out once in a while to a nice restaurant, then go every day to a fast food restaurant.
Interesting. Maybe have some delicious cow tongue every once in a while rather than go to McDonald's every day.
I'm telling you, you just gotta try that cow tongue. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of it or not because I have not yet tried it. Well, anyway, Sandy is not really a big fan of leftovers. And Paige says they still taste pretty good the next day, sometimes even better. Bingo. Whatever I cook never goes to waste.
Wow. You know, Paige really does sound like my friend Lovely. She never lets anything go to waste. Friends, if something goes to waste, that means you have wasted it. You've not used it, and now you can't use it. Okay, you have to throw it away. It goes to waste. And you know, I keep talking about Lovely. It's so funny because if we get together with and have a potluck, then she will collect everything that people didn't eat. So even off of their own plates, like the rice that you didn't eat, she'll put that into a bag and then she'll make some fried rice with it the next day. Lovely, you really do know how to use your resources. You don't let things go to waste.
Incredible. Okay, friends, well, let's move on with Sandy. Sandy says, I hate wasting food. Doesn't sound like she likes food to go to waste either. That's why I always eat out and only order an amount I can finish at one sitting. And friends, you see those words, one sitting, in our lesson. If you eat everything in one sitting, that just means that you eat everything on your plate at that exact moment.
So is the opposite perhaps like at a buffet when you finish your plate and then you have to get up and go for seconds? That's not doing it in one sitting, right?
No.
Yeah, that's like two or three sittings.
That's two or three sittings, right. So basically you eat everything on your plate when you sit down, and then when you leave, you are done eating.
Okay, so basically what Sandy means is that she likes to finish it now and not have any for leftovers later. Well, we continue here. Paige says, you must be kidding. Well, before we continue her line, what does she mean? Actually, this is a great phrase to know. You must be kidding. I don't believe you.
Are you serious? Basically, she doesn't believe what Sandy is saying, and so she just uses that phrase to express her disbelief. And so you could say, I just won the lottery.
Rebecca, you must be kidding.
Yes, I am actually.
Oh, I thought so. You know, Rebecca, we're almost out of time.
You must be kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Well, then I think it's time for us to go to Twin
Time.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina. And I'm Serena. Are you ready to review? We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Okay, let's begin. The words are leftovers, macaroni, economical, and fan. Here's the first sentence. Put the in the refrigerator and we will eat it for lunch tomorrow. If your answer is leftovers, you are correct. Put the leftovers in the refrigerator and we will eat it for lunch tomorrow. You know, Christina, I really enjoy eating leftovers, even though it's not fresh. Me too, especially if there are leftovers from a turkey or Thanksgiving Day. All right, well, I can go on and on about leftovers, but I think we better move on to the next sentence. I'm not a big fan of coffee, but I'll drink it if I feel tired. Great job! I'm not a big fan of coffee, but I'll drink it if I feel tired. Serena, are you a fan of coffee?
Not at all. I don't drink coffee because I don't like the taste of it. I prefer tea. Okay, here's our last sentence for today. If you have time, bake the and cheese to give it a golden crust. You have two answers to choose from. Which one is it? If you have time, bake the macaroni and cheese to give it a golden crust. Macaroni is a type of pasta. It looks like small tubes. In America, many children love to eat a dish called macaroni and cheese. It is very delicious. Well, friends, today's review was a lot of fun, and you all did a great job. We look forward to seeing you soon on Twin Time.
Well, something mentioned in our lesson was this idea that it's hard to control the amount of food that you have at a restaurant. Do you think that differs from country to country?
Absolutely, because different countries have different portions. Like in the States, the portions are so much bigger.
That's right.
Well, anyway, friends, thank you so much for joining us, and we can't wait to see you tomorrow as we continue talking about eating out and cooking right here on Studio Classroom.